This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's defence production has tripled in the past decade, reaching 1.5 lakh crore rupees, with over 40 indigenously built warships and submarines delivered since 2014. He said India now produces most of its defence equipment domestically, with a new warship or submarine added to the Navy every 40 days on average. Keeping up his annual tradition of celebrating Diwali with the Indian Armed Forces, Mr. Modi celebrated the Festival of Lights with the Navy personnel on board INS Vikrant off the coast of Goa and Karwar today.
पिछले 11 वर्षों में हमारा डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन तीन गुना से ज्यादा हो गया है। पिछले साल तक ये रिकॉर्ड 1.5 लाख करोड़ रुपए से अधिक पहुंच गया है। मैं एक और उदाहरण देश को बताना चाहता हूं। 2014 से अब तक भारतीय शिपयार्ड से नौसेना को 40 से ज्यादा स्वदेशी युद्धपोत और पनडुब्बियां मिले हैं।
Mr. Modi said that the extraordinary coordination among the three defense services together compelled Pakistan to surrender during Operation Sindoor. Mr. Modi said that INS Vikrant is a towering symbol of Atmanirbhar Bharat and Made in India. Nominations for the second phase of assembly elections in Bihar closed today. Out of a total 243 seats, 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to polls in this phase on the 11th of next month. Today was also the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the first phase of assembly elections. 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts will go to polls in the first phase on 6th November. Diwali Festival of Lights is being celebrated across the country today with traditional fervor and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of Diwali. Border Security Force personnel deployed at Punjab border with Pakistan are celebrating the Festival of Lights with much fervor and gaiety. Vigilant as ever, they are keeping a sharp eye on the border as well. Deepavali is being celebrated in West Bengal. Houses, shops and buildings are being decorated with diyas and lights. Kali Puja is also being performed in West Bengal today. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today visited the war room at the Railway Board in New Delhi. During the visit, he took stock of the passengers' movement during the festive season. Mr. Vaishnaw encouraged the staff morale for working 24 hours and extended his wishes to them on the occasion of Diwali. As many as 23 Indian crew members were rescued after a fire broke out on board the Cameroon-flagged LPG tanker MV Falcon following an explosion off the coast of Aden, Yemen. The incident took place yesterday when the ship was sailing about 113 nautical miles southeast of Aden on its way to Djibouti. Early reports suggest the explosion was accidental, but the exact cause is still being investigated. U.S. President Donald Trump says the ceasefire between the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas and Israel is holding even as Israel continues its deadly strikes. His comments came as Israel launched a new wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip today, killing at least 15 civilians, including a journalist, after an explosion killed two Israeli soldiers near Rafah. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump's advisor Jared Kushner and special envoy Steve Witkoff arrived in Israel today. They're expected to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, while U.S. President Vice President J.D. Vance is scheduled to join talks tomorrow. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty opened the weekly trade with gains amid positive global cues. However, some profit booking was seen in both indices during the last hour of trade, causing them to close around 0.5% up today. The Sensex gained 411 points to close at 84,363, while Nifty advanced 133 points to settle at 25,843. And in ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, Sri Lanka women set a target of 203 runs for Bangladesh at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.